Welcome to Students Incorporated. I'm your host, Mr. Jason. Join me weekly as my students and I bring you content that's informative, positive, fun, and uplifting. This podcast is created and produced with the help of students from the International Community School of Bangkok. Welcome back to this special holiday episode, our last episode of 2025. If the audio sounds a little fuller today, that's because the studio is packed. We'll be having the entire Season 4 team in and out of the studio today. Today is our final episode of 2025. We are heading into our winter break after this, and we won't be back until the end of January 2026. But don't worry, we'll be back. We just have a long break ahead. We have skipped the formal interviews today. Instead, we are celebrating with some weird holiday games, a little bit of singing, we apologize in advance, and the main event, the Great Secret Santa Gift Exchange. The table in front of us is piled high with wrapped boxes, and I have no idea what's inside them. But before we get started, let's hear our quote of the day and get some headline news.
Our quote of the day comes from author Susan Gale, who captures the magic and kindness of the season perfectly. She said, "Sometimes the smallest gift, given in secret, can warm the biggest heart." I think that's such a beautiful reminder of what makes Christmas stories so special. It's not about grand gestures or expensive presents. It's about thoughtfulness, surprise, and the joy of giving without expecting anything in return. Secret Santa moments remind us of kindness. It doesn't need an audience to make an impact. It's those quiet acts of generosity that truly makes a holiday shine. And that's our quote of the day. Now onto some headline news.
Thank you for the quote of the day. Now here's some headline news from around the world. Our first headline comes from Reuters. Reuters reports that Dublin has canceled its popular Christmas at the Castle Market for both 2025 and 2026. The venue is being reserved for events linked to Ireland's upcoming EU presidency, meaning one of the city's biggest holiday attractions won't return for the next two seasons. While alternative Christmas events will continue across Dublin, many vendors and local tourism groups say the cancellation will have a noticeable economic impact during the holiday rush. Our next headline comes from AP News. According to the Associated Press, seafarer welfare organizations are ramping up their annual Christmas outreach programs in major ports around the world. Volunteers are delivering gift packages, helping crews contact their families, and offering support to workers who have been at sea for months. With shipping delays and long voyages increasing this year, the effort is being described as one of the largest seafarer Christmas support operations in recent years. And finally, our last headline comes from The Guardian. The Guardian reports that a record number of climate and Gaza-related protesters will be spending Christmas in UK prisons this year. Rights groups say that the unusually high number reflects a stricter government response to civil disobedience. Advocates argue that the situation highlights ongoing tensions between national security laws and the right to peacefully protest, an issue drawing extra attention during the holiday season. And that ends our headline news for this episode.
Thank you, Vijay. To start off this segment, and before we get into our Secret Santa game, we wanted to do something different. We all know about Santa Claus, Christmas trees, the Christmas story about Jesus' birth, and other holiday traditions, but the world is a big place and not everyone celebrates the same way. So I asked my team to do a little research and find the weirdest, wackiest, or just most interesting holiday traditions from around the globe. Proud, why don't you start us off? What did you find?
I found one from Iceland, and honestly, it's kind of terrifying. It's called the Yule Cat.
The Yule Cat? That sounds cute, I think.
It is definitely not cute. It's a giant, vicious cat that is said to prowl around the snowy countryside during Christmas. The legend says that if you don't receive new clothes to wear before Christmas Eve, the Yule Cat will come and eat you.
Wait, it eats you because you didn't go shopping?
Basically, it was originally a way to get farm workers to work harder so they could finish processing the wool before winter. If you worked hard, you get new clothes. If you didn't, you were cat food. If you get socks for Christmas this year, be grateful. They might save your life.
So remind me to buy some socks later. Vijay, follow that up. What do you have?
I found a tradition that is much tastier, but just as surprising. It's from Japan. In Japan, Christmas isn't a national holiday, but they have a massive tradition for a Christmas dinner, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
KFC, of all things? Really?
Dead serious. It started in 1974 with a marketing campaign called Kentucky for Christmas. It was so successful that now families order their party barrels months in advance. The lines are huge. It's estimated that 3.6 million Japanese families eat fried chicken on December 25th. So forget the turkey, bring on the bucket of fried chicken.
That is a marketing team that deserves a raise. James, take us to the next continent.
Okay, I'm taking us to Caracas, Venezuela. If you think going to church on Christmas morning is boring, you haven't been to Caracas. There, it is a tradition for the entire city to travel to morning mass on roller skates.
Roller skates? Really?
Yes, really. It is such a popular tradition that the city actually closes the streets to cars until 8 a.m. so everyone can skate safely to church. They even tug on strings hanging out of windows as they skate by to wake up the kids. It sounds like a giant street party.
That sounds incredible. I think we should try that here in Bangkok, although the traffic might be an issue. Yayin, what is your weird tradition?
Mine is from Germany, and it's a beautiful, quiet tradition that happens in the weeks leading up to Christmas. Many German families celebrate Advent calendars, but not just the chocolate kind. Many families create their own. Each day from December 1st to the 24th, they open a little door or a little packet that holds a small, meaningful gift. It could be a piece of candy, a tiny toy, a verse from a poem, or a note with an act of kindness to perform that day. It's about building anticipation and spreading little moments of joy every single day leading up to Christmas, rather than just one big day. It helps families focus on the small, precious moments of togetherness.
Oh, I love that. A little bit of joy every day. So, to recap, we have giant fashion police cats, KFC buckets, roller skating churchgoers, and daily doses of Advent kindness.
The world is a wonderful place, Mr. Jason.
It certainly is, and I love it. Speaking of kindness and anticipation, it's time for one of our own traditions. Well, we've never done this before with our team, so this is a first. Our team did a Secret Santa gift exchange. All the team members are in the process of opening their gifts or have just finished opening their gifts. We will go one by one, and each team member will do four things when they step up to the mic. They will introduce themselves, describe the gift they opened, read the one-word clue, then guess who it was from. Then you may either hear a yes or no from the crowd. Okay, to get this thing started, we'll have our co-host go first, then break for a quick PSA, and then we'll finish with everyone else. Okay, Proud, you go first.
Hi, I'm Proud. I'm the co-host of Students Incorporated, and my gift is a matcha plushies, and one word clue that I got is pen, so I think it's from pun.
No.
Okay, it's not from pun. So, would the Secret Santa like to reveal themselves? Who is the matcha plushie from? Maybe it's Ye Yin and she's not here.
Oh yeah, that's so sad.
All right, so do you like your gift?
I love my gift.
All right, okay. All right, next up is Mr. James. James, come on up to the mic. Okay, before James reveals his gift, we just found out that Proud's gift is from VJ, but he was too shy to admit that. Anyways, thank you, VJ, for the gift that Proud got. Okay, James, you're up.
All right, I'm James, one of the co-hosts for Students Incorporated. My gift is a Bath & Body Works cleansing gel hand soap, Peach Bellini, and the clue word is a joke, which, I don't know, I would probably think it's from Robin.
No. Okay. It's not from Robin. Okay, would Secret Santa like to reveal himself?
It's a pun.
Oh my.
It's from pun. All right, there you go.
That's
okay, next up we have Esther. Go ahead and introduce yourself and describe your gift. Read the one word clue and then guess who you think it's from.
So my name is Esther and I'm one of the co-hosts. The gift that I got was hand cream, lip balm, and a Christmas tree clip, hair clip. And the one word clue I got was volleyball, and I think it's from Enwu.
Enwu.
Yes.
Oh, yes. That's a great guess. Good job. Thank you. And there you go. That's how the game is played. We'll finish up with everyone else right after this short PSA, so don't go anywhere.
One, two, three, four.
We have had so much fun today, laughing at weird traditions, opening gifts, and enjoying the party. And it's true, the lights, the food, and the decorations are wonderful. But I want to take a moment to pause because we know that not everyone listening today celebrate Christmas. And not everyone shares the same faith, but there is a reason why this time of the year feels different. There's a reason why for centuries, people have paused in the month of December to light a candle. Beyond the shopping malls and the reindeer, the heart of Christmas isn't about what, it's about who. It's a celebration of a child born in a manger, a quiet moment that changed history. For Christians, this is the birth of Christ, the moment that hope and light entered the world in the form of a baby. It's a story that tells us that even in the darkest time, we are not forgotten and we are loved. And whether you observe this holiday religiously or not, I think the message of that night is something we all need right now. It's a message of peace on earth and goodwill to all. So we invite you to embrace that spirit of peace, of hope, humble beginnings, and of a love that is meant to be shared with everyone. From all of us at Students Incorporated, we wish you true peace this season. Okay, now back to our Secret Santa game.
And we are back to finish our Secret Santa game with everyone else. Remember, come up to the mic, introduce yourself, describe your gift, read the one-word clue, and then guess who you think it's from. We'll start with Highlight.
Hi, I'm Highlight, and I got two Christmas cups with two golden spoons, like heart-shaped spoons, and it's bubble-wrapped. I didn't receive a note, unfortunately, but I think it's Vinaj, because he's very sus at the moment.
Vinaj, is that from you?
No.
No, it's not. Okay, would Secret of Santa like to reveal themselves?
Is it Joseph?
It's me.
Oh, yes. Congratulations. Thank you, Joseph. It's a nice gift. Okay, Fonda is up next. Go ahead and introduce yourself, describe your gift, read the one-word clue, and the guess who it's from.
My name is Fonda, and I got a Bath & Body Works candle. The clue that I got was smell, and I think it's from Lucas.
Okay, Lucas isn't here to say yes or no, but I guess we'll find out later. But that was a nice gift, so thank you. Maybe Lucas. Okay, next up is Sin Sin. Introduce yourself, describe your gift, read the one-word clue, and then guess who it's from.
Hi, I'm Sin Sin, and I got a sloth stuffed animal, and my one-word clue is actually a picture of a crescent moon, and I think it's from Midnight.
Yeah, it's from me.
That's a nice gift, so thank you. Okay, up next is Enwu. What do you have?
I have a bunch of sweets.
Yes. Bunch of sweets?
Yeah.
Okay.
And my guess is Esther.
Esther. What was your one-word clue?
Sweet tooth.
Sweet tooth. Okay. Esther, is this gift from you? Oh, very good guess. All right. Maybe you can share with the rest of the class. All right. Thank you, Enwu. Okay. Up next is John. Introduce yourself. Describe your gift. Read the one-word clue. And then guess who it's from.
Hello. My name is John. I'm the graphic designer. And I got a scented candle from Pop Mart, and my clue was number four. So I have no idea, but I'm guessing Pung.
Was the scented candle from Pop Mart from Pung? No, it wasn't. Maybe it's from Mr. Jason. If it's coffee related. Mm. All right. So I think that's from me, John. Enjoy the candle, okay? Okay, up next is Porsche. Introduce yourself, describe your gift, read the one-word clue, and guess who it's from.
Hi, my name is Porsche. My gift is, some wireless earphones. My note is, it just says smart. I think it's from Highlight.
The word is smart, and you think it's from who?
Highlight.
Highlight. Highlight said no. Pung, good job, Pung. Okay, next up is Pun. Go ahead.
Thank you. So what I got is a box of caramel cookies, a box of Kit Kats, and a very long strands of, it's just sweets. Like
gummy sweets or
something? Gummy sweets, yeah, okay. Gummies.
What was your one-word clue?
It's set master, and I was going to go with Mr. Jason, but since it was revealed as not you.
Okay.
Maybe. Probably Highlight.
So the one-word clue is master?
Yes.
Okay, so Highlight, is this from you? Okay, does anybody want to claim this Secret Santa gift?
Fonda.
Fonda, okay, very good. There you go. You got some snacks over the holidays. All right, thank you, Pun. Okay, up next we have Pung. Introduce yourself, describe your gift, read the one-word clue, and then guess who it's from.
Hi, my name is Pung.
I'm on the content team. I got a dog that's like a purse, and the one word clue is a guitar. I think it's from John Shim.
John, is that from you? Yes, good guess, and it looks good on you, by the way.
Thanks.
Okay, next up we have Robin. Introduce yourself, describe your gift, read the one-word clue, and then guess who it's from.
Hi, I'm Robin. I got Starburst candy canes, and the one-word clue was sleep, and I think it's from Yane.
I think it's from Yane. All right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Robin. Okay, up next we have Vinaj. Go ahead, introduce yourself. And what gift did you get? Read the one-word clue, and then guess who it's from.
I'm Vinaj, and I got two Starbucks like coffee cups, and I didn't get a note, but I think it's from Proud.
All right, so two Starbucks coffee cups?
Yeah.
All right, Proud, is it from you? She put a note, but that was a good guess even without the note. So congratulations, Vinaj. Good guess. Thank you. All right, we're almost to the end of our Secret Santa game. Next up is Vijay. Introduce yourself, describe your gift, read the one-word clue, and then guess who it's from.
Hi, I'm Vijay, and I'm from the production support team. For my gift, I got a clear travel mug from Muji, and the one-word clue says Instagram.
Instagram,
so
okay.
I'm guessing that it's Sinsin, because I think she does the Instagram.
Sinsin, is this gift from you? Yeah, she gave us a thumbs up. Good guess, Vijay. All right, thank you. Okay, next up we have Josip. Introduce yourself, describe your gift, read the one-word clue, and then give us your best guess.
Hi, my name is Josip, and I got two Lego sets. My one-word clue was Asian, which is really, really helpful, and I think it's from Vinaj.
All right, so two Lego sets. The one-word clue was Asian. Josip has guessed it's from Vinaj. Is this true?
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Okay, next up we have Dorcas, aka Midnight. Introduce yourself, describe your gift, read your one-word clue, and then guess who it's from.
My name is Dorcas, or Midnight, and the gift I got is just a bunch of sweets. So I have some, like, Hershey's Kisses and then some Sour Patch Kids and stuff. And my one-word clue is yes, sir, with 4 exclamation marks. And I have no idea who gave this. But I think maybe James.
No.
Robin. Robin raised his hand. Good job, Robin.
Thank you.
Okay, last up is myself. I got a Mr. Jason, by the way. I got a Lilo and Stitch. It looks like you attach it to a backpack or a bag. And the one-word clue was car. Actually, there was two clues, car and tall. And I think it's from Porsche. Well, thank you, Porsche. Now, that's a wrap for our Secret Santa game. Wow, we did it. Lots of gifts, lots of clues, and a lot of happy faces. And I won't be surprised if there are some trading going on behind the scenes now. And that, everyone, is a wrap on 2025. I want to say a big, massive thank you to you, our listeners, whether you have been with us since episode 1, or if this is your first time tuning in. Thank you for your questions, your support, and for letting us be a part of your week. Just a reminder before we go, we are taking our winter break. The feed will be quiet for a few weeks while we recharge and get ready for the new term. So mark your calendars. Our first episode of the new season drops on Thursday, January 29th, 2026. Until then, wherever you celebrate, we hope you find peace, rest, and the joy with the people you love. Have a Merry Christmas and a fantastic New Year. From all of us here at the studio, 3, 2, 1.
Happy Holidays!